Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
As the seasons shift from spring to summer, the rainy season, tsuyu, brings many cloudy and rainy days. In Fukuoka, the tsuyu typically begins in early June and ends in mid-July. One of the joys of this season is appreciating the flowers of the moment, hydrangeas, or ajisai in Japanese. Hydrangeas begin with pale colors and deepen in hue as they bloom over time. Interestingly, the color of the flowers can also vary depending on the acidity of the soil. With their vibrant shades of white, blue, pink, and purple, hydrangeas brighten streets and gardens, lifting our spirits, even during damp, dreary weather. There are many famous hydrangea spots in Fukuoka City. Close to Tenjin, Maizuru Park is especially recommended for a stroll. You'll see hydrangea if you look for the wooded area behind the Fukuoka Art Museum and near the entrance of the Peony and Chinese Peony Garden. At the Fukuoka City Botanical Garden, you can admire not only hydrangeas, but also a wide variety of plants in the greenhouse, making it a great rainy day destination. You can also enjoy hydrangeas on a grand scale at Ume no Nakamichi Seaside Park in Higashi Ward and Nokonoshima Island Park in Nishi Ward, where wide open spaces showcase colorful blooms in abundance. Another highlight is the Hakozaki Shrine Hydrangea Festival, held throughout June. In the shrine's vast 1,700 tsubo ajisai garden, around 3,500 hydrangea plants from 100 varieties bloom beautifully. Don't miss the hydrangeas displayed in the water basin used for purifying hands and mouth before prayer. They're one of the festival's special sights. Let the beauty of hydrangeas soothe your soul during Japan's rainy season.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have some information from Fukuoka City. In Japan, June to July is rainy season and is called tsuyu in Japanese. It's a period of frequent rainfall and is also a time to be cautious, as it is also a season when heavy rain disasters can occur. In recent years, Fukuoka Prefecture has experienced significant damage due to record-breaking heavy rainfalls during the rainy season. When it's raining heavily, please avoid going near places that can become dangerous during these rainstorms, such as rivers, coastlines, and mountainsides. It's also important to take action to protect yourself during this time. One thing you can do is to check hazard maps and disaster prevention information on the Fukuoka City website. It's advisable to familiarize yourself in advance with the risks and evacuation procedures specific to your residential area. For more details, search for Fukuoka City Multilingual Portal and refer to the disaster page. Important information from Fukuoka City is also shared in multiple languages on the official Facebook page Global Community Fukuoka and the Fukuoka City International Foundation Facebook page, Fukuoka City International Center, Ataka Fukuoka. Follow these pages to stay updated on important information. That was information from Fukuoka City.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.